everything I do.
John chapter 20 and verse 30. Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Amen. You may be seated. I'm grateful to God that the congregation understands that we can just sing to God and God is pleased with our singing. I'm so happy that this evening I don't have to do any lead singing. I can just follow the group, amen? I want to speak to you tonight for just a few minutes and just say just a few words. And mostly these are words spoken basically to the parents more so than the students who are graduating. The students may understand it indirectly as well, but again in Ephesians 3 and Hebrews 13, Acts 24, Paul uses that phrase, few words, and I want to just speak to you in just a few words and that we might give God the glory as we celebrate these graduates that God has blessed us with on this year, that we might see them excel in the future as well and in their lives as Christians. But just in a few words, I want to talk about Christian colleges, because a lot of people have a lot of misconceptions and a lot of ideas about Christian colleges. You see, far too long we've had this culture of guilt about the exclusion of our children not attending a Christian college. We've been made to feel guilty. And those who have sent their children to Christian college have been made to feel real good about that, whatever that might be. The basic idea behind the Christian college, in my mind, is a concept that is a school where Christian young people can be educated in both academic and religious subjects while they're associated with other Christian young people in a moral or Christian environment. That's sometimes what it's called, in a moral or Christian environment that an institution has set up that draws our children that they might learn in subjection to whatever it is their educational curriculum calls for. The situation with many colleges among us is not that much different, since a lot of sectarian ideas have had the tendency to rub off on unwary saints and rub off on those Christian schools as well. They rubbed off either in fact or in principle. And we know that is true. But a lot of us want to make nice and cover that up and believe that a Christian college is just the pinnacle of success for our children. I want to tell you that no college is any pinnacle of success for anybody. Becoming a Christian is the first part of your pinnacle to success. That's what it's all about. A lot of sectarian ideas have rubbed off in these Christian colleges. However, nowhere does the scripture speak of Christian colleges. Again, neither in fact nor in principle. Any college, all colleges that now exists for the betterment of the student or to advance them in their education, no college has a scriptural right whatsoever to do certain things which so many of these Christian colleges are doing. It's just a fact. And we can make nice and play nice all we want to. The bottom line is the reality in our lives is Christ. And we allow too many Christian cultures to dictate to us how we serve God, even when sending our kids off to college. We make them feel guilty because, ooh, you're not sending your kid to a Christian college? Well, maybe I can't afford that. You ever thought about that? Maybe that's not what the child has chosen. You ever thought about that? But people make you feel guilty because you are a Christian. You are supposed to, whatever that is. No college has a right to call itself or be called Christian to begin with, because this word Christian is only found three times in the scripture. Acts 11:26, Christians were called Christians first in Antioch. Acts chapter 26 and verse 28, Paul, thou almost persuadest me to become a Christian. 1 Peter 1:6, if any man suffer, let him suffer as a, I don't hear the word college, nowhere in there. nowhere. As a matter of fact, I searched the scriptures for these few words I'm telling you tonight, and I still can't find Christian college in the scripture, but people will compel you to send your kids to a Christian college, or they will compel you and say that you are guilty because you haven't done it. Who died and made them king? That's my question. Listen, Christ didn't die for any institution of learning, not any. And they have no business wearing his name. There's no way a college can be thought of as being Christian in the true biblical sense. It just can't happen. Now there's nothing wrong, understand that, there's nothing wrong with a group of brethren operating in an institution of higher learning to provide general education for all interested young people in a moral environment. Nothing wrong with that. So long as the college does not usurp authority from the work of the blood-bought body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So long as that institution doesn't make families feel guilty about not enrolling their children. So long as that institution doesn't browbeat Christians about sending them money to that institution. Because the last I heard, salvation was free. Free. And as I do understand, education in scripture is also free. Now, some people might want to tend to pay for it, but I understand that Paul and 11 were unschooled, ordinary gentlemen. That's what the Bible says they were in the book of Acts. And I also understand that when Apollos in the book of Acts was having problems with his learning about scripture, he already was a man that was already skilled in the teaching of Christ. But Priscilla and Aquila took him aside and brought him to college, didn't they? They said, "Oh no, Apollos, you ain't been to no Christian college. Come over here, let me show you something." Nah. The Bible says they took him aside and taught him God more perfectly. So I don't want anybody to get it twisted and think that you got to be feeling real bad or guilty about not sending your child to a Christian college, because there's some things that happen on Christian colleges that happen on any other campus out here in the world. The bottom line is, what your kid brings to college is what you send them with from home. So whether they go to a Christian college or a sectarian college, whatever they have in their hearts that they bring it from home, you better believe they're bringing it to college. What's wrong is the fact that among these institutions, when you look at Christian colleges, every last one of them, in my mind, they have disagreements with curriculum. Christian college. Well, in Christ, we all should have like minds, right? We all should speak alike, right? What's wrong with the fact of these institutions that they have issues of disagreement with curriculum? They have issues of disagreement with who's going to be faculty and staff. They have issues of disagreement because all of them take a different stance on scriptural beliefs. What is all this liberal Christian thing? What is that? I never saw that in scripture. What is all this conservative Christianity about? Either you're liberal or you're conservative. And if you're not on my side, then you're on the other side. And you got Christian colleges fussing because one's liberal and one's, well, where are you going to send your kids at in all that confusion? Do you want to be liberal or conservative, or you want it just to be Christians? It's about the education. That's what it's about. Not about all this, are we Pharisees and Sadducees? Does some believe in the resurrection and some don't? What is that all about? I'm saying that we serve God. Our children have grown up under the influence of the church that Christ died for. And we need to be reasonable people and understand that we can't allow, quote unquote, the brotherhood to force us into any decisions concerning our children or our lives when it comes to us serving Christ. Shouldn't feel guilty about any of that. Your children shouldn't feel guilty about the college that they select as well, as long as that college helps them to get to the point where they need to get to. They're going to start out green anyway. Whether you're doing a Christian college or a sectarian college, you're starting out green. It's all about learning. So why not learn in a condition where you're not under any pressure? Where your parents are not under any pressure. Oh, your kid went to that Christian college, huh? Did they do well? And you got to say, oh no, they didn't finish. We're not setting ourselves up to be embarrassed. We are in a situation in our lives where we serve God. We are on our way to heaven. And that's what we ought to be concentrating on. And we ought to teach our kids every waking moment of their lives that that's their goal as well, is to get to heaven. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 12, verses 30, and Luke 11:23, he says, He that is not with me is against me. He never said that the ones that's liberal is not with me, or the ones that's conservative is not with me, that they're against me. He never said that. He says, either you're going to follow me or you're not going to follow me. Either you're going to do what's right or you're not going to do what's right. It's about the straight and narrow. In my mind, the purpose of college, on the other hand, is to provide a general education in such disciplines as mathematics, language, science, psychology, and algebra, whatever it might be. It's an educational discipline, and it should be made available in the proper social, recreational, and any area that supports the children in that way. We need people in colleges that are Christians more than we need Christian colleges. Now, I'm not saying that we don't need a Christian college, but we need people that are Christians, no matter what college you're in, to be there for our children when we send them, that they might help them to be guided in the proper direction. Regardless of how much Bible may be included, the Christian atmosphere at a college is no different than the atmosphere at a sectarian college. Again, what were your kids brought up under? What did you teach them? It's all about them making decisions now, and you helping them to make those decisions. And you shouldn't feel guilty where they go. If that education helps them to excel in life, give God the glory. Give him the glory. Whether it be at a Christian college or any sectarian college, it could be whatever college you want it to be, as long as it's one that's going to help guide them in their education and give them the success that they're seeking, not the success you're seeking. Because some people like to live their lives through their kids as well. It's not about you anymore. It's about promoting those children to get the things that they need so that they might be productive citizens in the kingdom of God. To use that education as a backdrop that they might teach others who they are and who God is as they live their lives. Listen, there are too many colleges that try to usurp the work of God and impose the influence upon people. But Paul wrote a long time ago in 1 Timothy 3:15 that the church is the church of the living God and it's the pillar and ground of the truth. And that's what it is. I want to talk to you in a few words today because it's a different perspective for me. It's the way that I see it, and I can't see anybody else saying to me, you know what, Brother Collins, this is a Christian college. Okay, well, if anything has to do with Christianity, it ought to be in the scripture. That's my point. Raising our kids up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord is in the scripture, and that's what we should be doing. Whether they're getting an education, whether they're starting to drive, whether they're getting married, doesn't matter what it is, we ought to be there for our children as Christian parents, giving them what they need. It's a different perspective. Sure it is. It's a different thought process. But I want to tell you that in my mind, it's always been about the climb, not the mountain. It's been about the climb. Let me show you what I wrote down. And we're going to be finished, ready for those graduates to speak. There's no glory in climbing a mountain if all you want to do is get to the top. There's no glory in that. The experience comes in the climb itself. It comes in the climb. And in that climb, we encounter all of life's challenges, and we come to realize that only in the persistence of the climb will our lives be refined. Doesn't matter what college you go to or where you go to college at. The goal is the climb. Only in the persistence of the climb will our lives be refined, will our minds be changed. Only in the persistence of the climb will our faith be tested. Will we become weary while we're climbing? Yes. Will we become heartbroken while we're climbing? Yes. Will we have joy in the moments of revelation when we're actually learning? Yes. The goal then in our minds ought to not be what college, it ought to be the climb. The climb has to be the goal. And the top, however far it is that you're climbing, however far it is that the top might be, will never be realized as the pinnacle of success because life in Christ is all about the climb. Never forget, people talk about the ladder of success and climbing the ladder of success, but But let me tell you something that I learned. You can also climb down the ladder, can't you? Yes, indeed. And when you climb down that ladder, the same thing's waiting for you that was there before you went up the ladder. And when you get up the ladder, the same thing that's up at the top of the ladder was at the bottom of the ladder, because we're still people, and that's all we're dealing with is people. God has to meet us there. And we have to take God with us wherever we go, whether we're at the top or at the bottom. You know the story is told in the book of Luke about this man who was paralyzed. He used to sit down all the time and wish that he could be healed, but he just couldn't get to Jesus. People was pushing their way, crowds everywhere. Four people came along. They picked up his mat, and they brought him to the top. And when they got to the top, that still wasn't good enough, because they had to put a hole in the roof to let him back down the way he was before. And when he got down the way he was before, he met Jesus. So life at the top isn't always what you think it ought to be. When you're in Christ, life at the top is a wonderful thing. But it's all about the climb. It's not about reaching the top. Because as you mature as a Christian, when you get to the top, you will never even know that you're there, because you're so focused on Christ. It's not about you or the top. God will put you there. College student, parent alike. Doesn't matter where you go. Doesn't matter who you see. We have to keep God in our focus, because it's all about God and not about us. In my mind, I had never ran across Christian colleges in the scripture. Never. And I don't think I ever will. So just don't you feel guilty about not sending your kids to a Christian college, but send them to a wonderful institution that can help them succeed in whatever it is they've set their mind to. Send them. But don't send them by themselves. You go with them. Go with them. Look around the college. Introduce yourself there. And don't just stop that one time. Visit two or three times a year like you used to do when it was in high school. See if you can catch them doing their work. My appeal to you today is go to college. Go to the institution that will best support your climb. And don't turn college into church. Don't allow the college to be your idol. Rather, bring the church with you to college. Bring it with you. We had Franklin a wonderfully glad and truly amazed at the success that you've had in your life over these last 4 years, whether it was graduating from high school or graduating from college. We are really, really pleased that you have acquired that education that you sought, and it's a blessing. And we wish you Godspeed as you embark upon your journey. Just remember, the top is not the same for everyone. It's simply not. The first shall be last. The last shall be first. You just continue to pray to God, you and your parents both, and keep climbing. Keep climbing. Understand it's about the climb and not about the top. Because our God is waiting for us at the top. And you can get there. I want to say congratulations to your graduates. They're those people that simply need to repent of their sins. Those of us that are Christians. And there are those that simply have not met God. Some people go to college and they lose sight of God. And that's my plea, to never lose sight of God no matter where you are. Let's hear God and his word. Let's continue in his word. Let's believe in God and his word. And understand that belief is not enough, because even the demons believe and they tremble. Let's repent of our sins and confess Christ and live a life that's worthy to be called Christian. And when you finally get your education, when you finally get the revelation that God is, we can give him the glory, celebrate, and see each other at the top in glory with God. If we can help you today to respond to God's message, when she comes, we stand and sing God's invitation song.